It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Okay, my little victories are actually big victories, if you want me to be honest, because we always start with a positive spin on the day. And my big victory is that I have two therapies today.
Two therapies?
Yep, I have mental health therapy. I get to see my therapist, which is huge because I haven't seen her since I was in the hospital.
That is good.
And I have things to talk to her about.
That's good.
So I have mental health therapy, and then right after, I go to the gym for some physical.
For some crunch therapy.
So I feel like I love it when I call it therapy back to back, because then I'm so tired and worn out. It's a good day for me. It's a good mental health day.
You're about to exercise the body and the mind.
The body and the mind. Thank you. What's your little victory?
My little victory actually comes from yesterday as I was leaving Princeton Club. So
yeah.
Appreciate the segue.
You're welcome.
Nah, because I got to big ups this dude I met. We were walking out of the gym at the same time. His name's Rashid.
Uh-huh.
A.K.A. Crusher. A.K.A. my new best friend.
Crusher.
Yeah, and you might have a crush on him.
I was like, is he hot?
I mean, he
goes to our gym.
Hey. Nothing like that, but my boy is tall, dark, and handsome, man. And he's definitely of age for you. I don't know if he's single. I do not know.
DZ.
But my man's is active. So active
I'm
that he
I'm blushing and I don't even know who you're talking about.
He has similar surgery than I did in his knee.
Oh, so he was talking to you about the knee surgery?
Oh, because he saw me with the cane, and it was after a workout, so my leg was sore. And Rashid was like, hey, I'm going to need you to look this up, young blood. And I was like, oh, dang, what's up, LG? But we got to politicking, pretty common, and ended up walking outside together, and he was like, DMSO, get the horse liniment, and then get some Epsom salt and pure baby oil. Not that crazy stuff. Get the non-chemical. Put it in a bath and soak your body. You're going to start to feel electric, and then you're going to get out, and it's going to help, remove all those toxins. And I was like, oh, okay.
Weird.
We talked for at length. I'm not going to get into it now. He's had so many surgeries. He's lived such a life. He survived some crazy accidents.
Okay.
So when he started putting me on,
yeah,
I started listening because I saw him hooping earlier while I was working out.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw him hooping and then I actually met him later and the two stories coincided,
mm-hmm.
not only should he not have been hooping, I don't know how that man is walking.
Okay.
Yeah, we walked out together and he put me on game.
So you made it, basically you made a new best
made
friend.
Made a new best friend.
Is your little victory.
My little victory is I got a new gym friend.
You're like, Rashid was on the basketball court. I'm like, you really are in love with this guy. I'm trying to talk him up to you.
I'm trying to talk him up to you. This is a wingman gassing up. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I got
to
meet this guy.
No, you got to meet this guy. He's a character. He's got some stories. And boy, when I say, shout out Crusher, a.k.a. Rashid.
All right.
Shout out Crusher. That's my little victory.
I'm going to find you today, Rashid.
He won't be hard to find.
Okay, good to know.
Mm-hmm, big dude.
All right, well, the question of the day is coming up next, everybody. Hold on. It's going to be an exciting show today because it's Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and tomorrow is Friday,
mm-hmm.
and then it's Labor Day weekend, so we're going to have a long 3-day weekend. I cannot wait, all right? Hold on. Question of the day coming up next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Well, we all have things we won't do in public.
I know that's right.
I mean, I'm pretty shameless for the most part, but there's a few things I won't do in public. You
said
something interesting to me that you wouldn't do in public. You want to share with the class?
Yeah, no problem.
What is it?
I'm not a singer. I don't do karaoke. I ain't going to pop out and go, you sex thing. You ain't going to catch me out and about with
karaoke?
A microphone. I'm not a karaoke guy. I will go to the karaoke bar or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll go hang out. I will watch. I will sing along from the crowd at my own pace and my own tone. Sometimes I'm just mouthing the words and nothing's actually coming out.
I find it interesting that you won't karaoke because you'll dance.
I got no problem dancing.
That's what I mean. You're not shy in that sense, you know?
Not, yeah. No,
I'm, karaoke, I'm, no way.
I'm actually a really shy person.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like genuinely, I'm a really shy person, regardless of what people might think of me. I am extremely shy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're very good in public.
Yeah, no, I'm comfortable in public for sure, but that doesn't mean, I'm not shy. And I don't think I got a very good voice at all. You know, like behind closed doors, I'm a shower singer, baby. And if you're going to pay me to do it, now we're having a different conversation.
True. What's something you guys will never do in public? 414-533-1037. It's not that I'm ashamed to do it. I just don't eat alone in public in the sense of I'm not going to go out to eat alone. I think it's great when people will do that. I have friends that will do that, and I think they're amazing.
Solo dining?
I'm not embarrassed to eat alone. I just have zero desire to. I'd rather just go home and eat.
Eat alone at home.
Eat in my kitchen or in front of my TV. It's like, I just don't have any interest in eating alone in public.
You're not going to pop out to Rodizio and
Yeah, it doesn't really do anything for my soul how some people find it, like it fills them to try to do things alone. That just doesn't do anything for me. I'm good.
And some people are like, well, you know, if even if I don't have somebody to go with, I don't care. I'll go by myself. And that, man, shout out to you. They don't mind it. If I had that problem, I shouldn't say problem. If I had that lifestyle,
yes,
I don't think I'd have a problem with it, but I don't.
They don't mind, and they'll just do it. Well, oh my gosh, the phones are already going crazy this morning. Let's go to them and see what everybody wants to say. We're talking about something you will never do in public. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
It's your girl back from vacation, OG.
Wondering where Lori was at Timmerman Airport. I was like, she hasn't called in a few days. Where did she go? Hey, Lori.
I stayed at home.
That's okay.
Staycation vacation.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm glad you're back, and I hope you had a good vacation. What's something you'll never do in public, Lori?
Blow my nose.
That's a good one.
Some people
I will find a bathroom and go to a stall, and I will blow my nose in a bathroom.
Wow.
It's so disgusting when you're at a restaurant, you're eating, and somebody blows their nose in a booth.
Dad does that. Drives me crazy.
I never considered it disgusting like that, as long as you got, you know, something covering your nose.
Rick in West Dallas texted
But you know what? Sometimes people leave something hanging, and it's not pretty.
You're right. That was gross, but you're right. Now I'm touching my nose. Now I'm paranoid. I'm like wiping my nose.
Any bats in the cave,
Allie? No, what about me?
No, you good.
Okay,
you good.
Thank you.
OG,
Lori,
we appreciate
that's
you.
That's a good one. Love you. Glad you're back.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Rick in West Dallas said, go to the movies by myself. That is actually something I have done.
You've gone to movies by?
When my kids were little and they used to go to their dads, you know, and I never went out and drank. I didn't party much.
But I wanted to do stuff.
I would do stuff with my friends, like go to dinner, but I did go to the movies by myself quite a bit.
I would parallel the movies and going to dinner.
No.
At the same table for me as far as what an excursion to do alone.
Because the movies is like watching TV and you're in the dark, right? Whereas in a restaurant, it's like, well, I'm just sitting here staring at the wall. Now I have no one to talk to and nothing to read. I just want to go home and eat.
Pre-technology era, that was a lot harder to do. Eating alone, now you can just sit there on your phone, do whatever.
Now you're busy.
Or you look busy at least.
Shout out to Berta from Sheboygan. She texted in, same girl, same. I won't eat alone. Take it to go and sit at home and watch Netflix. Yes.
Heard.
Whoever texted in, you won't smoke. You know what? Get out of here. People are writing inappropriate things.
Okay, y'all. Man. Y'all out here talking about gas. I thought we was talking about passing gas.
Darrell and Racine said, I won't disagree with the girlfriend in public. If she's arguing with someone, I'd back her up, but tell her how I feel in private. Yes.
What a gentleman and a scholar.
That's a good one. Okay, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
What will you never do in public? I said I just don't like to go out to eat alone. It just doesn't do anything for me. I'd rather just pick it up and go home.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I'm afraid to sit alone. It's just it does nothing for me.
I understand that.
You won't karaoke.
I'm not a big singer.
And then other people were texting in like, I won't disagree with my girlfriend in public. Smart man.
Same girl.
Very smart man. Rick said he won't go to the movies by himself. Rick in West Dallas.
All right.
Let's go to the phones. You know what? Let's start with Teddy. Teddy. Hey, Teddy.
Marnin.
What up, dog? You finished out the season last night, the water skiing season.
Hey.
Congratulations.
It was chilly. Thank you.
I bet you were cold. I bet we were out and about at the West Dallas, West Milwaukee back to school night, so we missed you, but I thought of you, so I hope you had a good night.
That's okay. It's cold and I get my life back.
Lake
season never ends in Wisconsin. Are you kidding me?
That's also true.
Teddy, what's something you'll never do in public?
This one goes hand in hand.
What?
I won't talk on speakerphone in a public area.
Thank God. You know what? Now I'm triggered.
Drives me nuts.
Drives me nuts, too.
Yep.
People People are so rude.
Yeah, and it just grinds my gears in the worst way.
They do it in stores,
everywhere.
And they don't. They have no awareness. I mean, I don't know, where was I the other day, and I wanted to look at the woman and go, "Are you out of your mind? Get off speakerphone.
Right.
You're not.
I'm going to be louder now.
You're not.
I'm
going to
be louder.
You're not in your house. You're in the produce section talking with it on full blast.
Volume. Full volume.
Like what?
Yeah.
I'm like, and she's not 80. She's like, 30. I'm you know better, honey.
You see younger people doing it. No.
So annoying.
People be on FaceTime sometimes. And I'm like, oh, man.
Get an earbud.
No, unacceptable.
Well, it is.
Unacceptable.
That's the people that don't like to do things alone, though. They don't want to be at the store alone. So they're on FaceTime with somebody to talk the whole time, have a conversation.
You're so right. Mm-hmm.
They don't go to the store alone, so they're going to call somebody.
And the other one is trying to talk on the phone at a bar or a concert.
Oh,
it's not going to work. Don't pick it up.
I'm a culprit. I'm a culprit.
Stupid. Where are you?
Put your hands up.
Instead of texting, it's like, what section are you in?
Start waving your arm.
Wait, I see you.
It's
Wait.
Not worth the trouble. Don't
Honey,
even try it.
They're in 108. Look. And he's like, where?
Where? I don't. Oh, okay. There.
One person waving. That's so funny. Oh, Teddy, those are both phenomenal.
Classic.
Thank you for sharing. We love you, Teddy.
Yes, of course. Love you, too.
Love you.
Love,
bye.
Man. Peace.
Bye. Oh, Teddy and Muskego this morning.
She's a riot.
Let's go to Chaya and Waylon in Wapaka. They have a special guest with them today.
Oh, do we now?
Good morning.
Would you like to introduce the special guest to everyone?
Okay, my little brother is here, mm-hmm. Weston, mm-hmm. and he's three. He's 3 years old.
Good to know.
We have a new school situation in the morning.
Oh, boy. Okay, the calls are not going to be like they used to be. Okay, it's going to be a little different these days,
isn't
it?
We got Waylon and Weston now.
Oh, boy. If you had a three-year-old, it's not so smooth, is it, Mom?
He said,
I'm here.
No, what's something you guys won't do in public, man?
I probably wouldn't sing out loud in public.
Come on, do it. Come on, Waylon. What's your favorite song? I'll sing it with you.
This isn't public. This is just friends.
Fair enough.
I'm good.
Yeah, my man. Ten toes.
I'm good. Aw.
Standing on business. I respect
it. All right. Well, don't sing in public, but when we meet you one day, Waylon, you may be 8 then, not 7 anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know at this rate. We're going to sing together, okay?
Okay.
I'll do karaoke if you do karaoke. How about that?
Oh, Mom, you heard it.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, dang it.
Okay.
You guys just reminded me how chaotic the morning routine is. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. I love it.
Nicole in Port Washington texted in to 414-533-1037. She said, I will not talk on the phone while at the nail salon.
Mm-hmm.
That's relaxed time, and it's annoying AF when I'm trying to enjoy that hour to myself.
Oh, I didn't think about that. And I guess it could be a little rude to the person that, is technically mm-hmm. working with you.
Yeah. Who texted this in? You got to sign your name, you guys. They said, it's Dawn in Muskego. She said, I physically cannot poop in public places. That part of my system shuts down.
Listen, Dawn, I used to be that way. I feel
not
you.
Not alone.
Not
All right.
alone.
You know what? Let's go to Kelly in Sussex next. Girl.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly. What's something you'll never do in public?
I won't blow my nose in public. I will always find a bathroom.
Oh, you're just like Lori.
That's what Lori
said.
Kelly, were you not listening?
She was not listening, clearly.
I wasn't.
What the hell, Kelly?
At least she admitted it. But wow.
You're grounded. Go to timeout.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so today you will be giving advice. I will keep my mouth shut. No, I won't.
Go, Allie, go. Go, Allie, go.
Oh, man. But today the problem is your best friend admitted feelings for you.
Yeah, you're not ready for this one.
Oh, this is awkward.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for this one. You're right.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Oh, no.
But if you got something you need advice on, feel free to hit us up.
Yeah.
Send it to me, dz@1037kissfm.com.
Mm-hmm.
I will try my best. I'm mm-hmm. not going to say it's good. I'm not going to say it's great. It sometimes sucks.
Well, we can't win them all.
No, when we don't.
All right, what did they say?
Allie and DZ. So I'm a 28-year-old female,
mm-hmm.
and I'm writing into you about a complicated situation with a friend. She's 27. We met in college. I am bisexual. She is a lesbian. And while we have had some interactions in college, nothing ever became romantic for us.
Okay.
Over the years, our lives have changed, but we've remained incredibly close friends, supporting each other emotionally, financially, through various challenges. We've both had different partners, but our friendship has always been constant.
Mm-hmm.
However, a week ago, everything shifted. She broke down and confessed that she had still had feelings for me, which left me completely stunned.
Oh my gosh, it's like Chantel on Hunt for Love. If you watch Discovery, you know what I mean.
Nope.
You don't, but trust me.
Somebody went, yes, girl.
The 90 Day Fiancé-ers know what I'm talking about.
Heard.
Trust me, it just happened on a show.
So, man, that might have to be your name then.
Chantel.
She says, left me completely stunned. I'm struggling to process this alone, and honestly, I'm scared to even bring it up because we haven't spoken since. She's been such a consistent presence in my life, and I genuinely don't want to lose her.
Oh, this sucks when your friend likes you and you just want to stay friends.
That's,
man.
That's your partner.
Neither
of us is currently in a relationship.
So what? Doesn't mean you want to date your friends.
She
Go
says,
on.
I am, though, at a complete loss of how to proceed. So do I just cut her off? What's a conversation even like with her now? Any guidance on this would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Well, and, you know, I understand. So one is a lesbian, one's bisexual. Mm-hmm. But it's no different than if it was a guy and a girl and one had feelings. It's just as awkward.
This is feelings.
And just because you like that gender doesn't mean you have to be together. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean. So it's like.
Orientation means nothing at this point. It's about emotion and how. Are you willing to lose this person in your life long term?
Well, you know what?
Because you might have to.
Maybe. I was going to say the same thing because they're not there for the same reason you're there. They have feelings for you and you're there for the friendship.
Now, I don't want to say that they've been harboring and holding these feelings for so long because maybe they just came back to fruition and after this last breakup, whatever, since y'all are both, maybe they went, oh my goodness, everybody I've dated has never, you know, gave me the same emotions that you gave me, even though y'all were never romantic.
Mm.
Or they've always wondered, what if because y'all were never romantic? Romantic.
Mm-hmm.
What if?
What if?
What if? What if y'all just go on a date? Mm-hmm. I know this is going to sound crazy, mm-hmm. but hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
You know each other biblically already.
Yeah.
You're comfortable. Mm-hmm. You guys have been each other. I think this individual, this 28-year-old, is scared to take that plunge because of the fact that they've known each other for so long. They've been so constant. They're kind of kindred spirits, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost soulmates without... Mm-hmm. Without the romantic attachment, and she's scared to dip that romantic toe in out of fear to ruin their relationship completely.
I can't blame her. I don't blame her.
True.
Honestly.
But I say you're also not shooting no shot, and you're missing every opportunity you don't take. What if that is your soulmate? For real, long term.
No way.
You never got romantic, but you know each other, or y'all never really got romantic, but you know each other biblically. What if you tried a date? What if... Why are you? I mean,
either way, you're screwed.
What if Wendy? That's what I want to call her.
What if Wendy?
Because she's not letting no what if happen, bro. Mm. And she might be blocking her own blessings. I don't know.
414-533-1037. The only one blocking their blessings is the friend who's about to ruin the friendship, man.
Oh, Lord.
That's what I got to say about that. Let's go to line two this morning and see what these people want to say. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Lisa from West Hollywood.
Oh, it's our private PI. Hey, girl.
Hey, I'm on surveillance right now.
Oh, snap. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song, and she does surveillance at the same time that she calls into the show. I love it.
Going crazy.
All right, Lisa, you hearing this?
Why not Wendy?
I am.
And?
Well, if they're that really good of friends, I don't know why she would consider cutting her off in the first place. She should just level with her and tell her how she feels. And if the friendship dissipates after being honest, then so be it. But
she doesn't know how she feels. It doesn't. It sounds like she has no idea how she feels.
How she feels.
She goes, I don't know how to proceed. What do I do? What if she's just as
done? My God, this is so Chantel. Chantel's like, do I want to be with this woman? Do I not? Because Chantel was married to a guy, Pedro, who sucked. By the way, if you watch 90 Day, you know. And she's now struggling with her sexuality. And she's like, well, I have feelings for this girl. And, you know, da-da-da. So it's interesting.
At no point in time.
But you don't want to ruin a friendship.
Why not Wendy at no point in time has she said, I'm not interested? All she says is, we never got romantic.
I don't know.
Right?
Maybe she doesn't want to hurt her feelings. Lisa, you're the private PI. Why did she say that?
Huh?
Answer
what do you think?
I honestly think she should just tell her, hey, I don't know how to feel right now. Let's just take it a day at a time then at that point.
Too
like,
honest.
There's no
That's
point.
Leaving a door
We're
open.
We're going to get different advice. Thanks, Lisa.
Lisa, we love you.
Love you.
Love
bye.
You. Bye.
Bye.
You know, if we wanted to tell her, we would have done that already.
Yeah, I feel like if she was so gung-ho, that would have been like a notebook moment where you're like, oh my gosh.
Totally. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. What should she do? Her friend, she doesn't know if she wants to date her.
I genuinely...
Sounds like they're confused.
Sounds like she might want to, but doesn't want to take that plunge and maybe...
Ruin the friendship.
Yeah, right. It's a sink or swim scenario for them. She's been such a big rock. You don't want to lose that support just because you tried to date.
No.
I say try one date. One date, man. Why not, Wendy? One date.
All right, we'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So they've been friends. They messed around, but they don't know. She doesn't want to take it to the next level, she doesn't think.
She doesn't say that,
she
though.
She would have done this already if she was going to.
Just goes, over the years, our life changed. You know, we hooked up in college, but nothing came to it. Now we're 28 and 27, you know, helped each other through various challenges.
And her friend's a straight lesbian. She's bisexual.
She's bisexual, correct.
So she sounds confused.
And that could be part of it, but she's going, I don't know. I don't want to ruin our friendship. Do I cut her off?
Well, let's go to Angie in Waukesha. She said this is how her and her partner got together. I'm like, you're doing it with your friends,
Hey
Angie!
Now, say now.
Angie!
Good morning, Angie.
You're not supposed to do that with your friends.
Is it working out, though?
Good morning.
Morning. What up?
Hey, tell us everything.
So this is how my partner and I got together. We were best friends, and I confessed feelings. So I'm in the other person's spot. I confessed feelings for her. And here we are 9 years later, and we've never been happier. And it's great to have a built-in best friend on top of having a soulmate and a partner
That's
for life.
That's it should be with your partner, man, because you trust each other. That's how you trust them, because they are your best friend.
Well,
yeah.
You built that trust on a non-romantic level for so long.
Which
that
is great for you.
If you can find romance within that, huge.
I actually do agree with you on that.
She's missing that opportunity.
What did your partner say when you told her you had feelings for her then?
She was a little bit hesitant at the start. She had the same thing of, we were best friends. She didn't want to ruin it. And then we did what DZ did, and we went on one day and we laid everything out on the table and we're like, let's just take this day by day and see where it goes. And like I said, here we are 9 years later.
Still day by day, baby. Day by day and 9 years strong.
See, I'm not going to act like I'm getting all sentimental. Whatever. Don't sleep with your friends. Don't sleep with your friends.
Angie, she said that was very cute and you almost got me, but no.
All right. Well,
listen.
Thanks. What? Listen,
it,
what?
Don't knock it till you try it.
I might have tried it and it didn't work out. That's probably why I have a bad attitude. That's probably why I have a bad attitude. Let's be real. All right, Angie, I'm happy for you guys, though.
No, for a nice strong.
You.
Appreciate the call. Have a good one.
All
bye.
Right, bye. Well, that's the other thing with your friends. Sometimes you have to plant the seed and get the idea in your mind. This is a perfect, you know what? The guy I dated in my 20s when I moved to Milwaukee. I had this boyfriend and we were friends. We even worked together. Bad news.
Bad news. And
we were friends. And then eventually it got romantic. And I remember when we were friends for weeks, everyone around us going, you guys like each other. I was like, we're buddies. We go out drinking, we're hanging. And then weeks later, we're making out. And I'm like, oh shoot, I guess we like each other.
Okay. Y'all were right.
And we dated, right?
Yeah.
But like, it ended disastrously. We were no longer friends. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, what are the odds?
How long?
If it works,
How long did you know him before?
Oh, not long, maybe, because I moved to Milwaukee and, you know, I met him.
Years. They got college under their belt. They had other partners in between,
even
and they've still been BFFs.
Even worse then, because if this ends, they're screwed. Even worse if it goes
bad. You are right. If this, for some reason,
I didn't know him forever.
I'm getting Angie vibes out of this, though. One day, one date, one day at a time, and 9 years later, watch. Mm-hmm. And say the relationship ends after 9 years. Nobody's saying that relationship was a disaster.
Yeah.
It just ran its course, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it. Not every relationship is built to last.
In fact, most are not.
Really, though?
And people, amen to that.
Stop thinking there's a forever, always, bro. Like, I don't know.
Thank you. Finally, the pressure's off.
Not every relationship has to go forever.
Thank you. That part. Amen. Finally, he's got my back on something. Danielle's in Butler. Let's go to her. let things run their course, man.
For real.
Don't force it.
You don't got to force it. Please don't.
Danielle.
But don't force the other direction.
Good morning.
Hey, Danielle. Weba.
Girl, what's going on?
It may not be the best advice, but it's never what is. I did. She could it never is. She could just be resistant and act like it never happened and go on with every day to day.
Just ignore it.
Oh, like just pretend like nothing happened like people do in the world. Yeah. Like you have an awkward situation, then you never talk about it.
Oh, bruh.
Oh, that's even worse.
Oh, bruh. Yo, wait, so
I've been doing it for like 5 years, so I'm rocking it right now.
Wait, wait. Your friend said they were in love with you, or you said you were in love with somebody?
They told me.
And you ignored it?
And you just ignored it?
And I just ignore it.
Stop. And y'all are still friends?
Come on.
Yeah.
Y'all still hang out?
Yep.
And y'all still talk?
And you never question the intentions of the friend, like why they're still there? That they're not holding out? Waiting?
Are you on guard?
Really bad ties that are like, I just don't want to get involved in a romantic way.
Fine. Okay, I hear you.
Fine.
For reasons, mm-hmm. but...
So then are you guarded around this friend? Danielle, are you now guarded around this friend when you see them, when you're around them? Because it's like, I mean, obviously you know they into you.
Not really, because like I feel like he's the only person I can be like fully uncensored with.
Huh.
So I'm not guarded.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow, I find that very strange. And I think it's horrible way to deal with things.
But okay.
But it's working for me.
You're not the first one to ignore the problem. Trust me, I'm good at that too. But this is wild.
We just learned something new about you, Danielle.
Danielle's stringing along her best friend.
I mean, not even stringing. She's just going, I didn't hear you. La, 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 la. Can't hear you. La, 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 la.
It's a good song. 103.7 Kiss FM. I'm glad Justin's back. I mean, I can be a believer.
I'm not mad at it.
103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
I was just posting our pictures from last night. How much fun did we have?
It was a blast. Yeah, it was a blast.
Shout out. West Dallas, West Milwaukee School District. They are one.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who now works for the school district who I've known for a long time and got invited to do some stuff with the school district last year when I realized. And then we kept doing more stuff with mm-hmm. them. They kept inviting us to do things. We went to Wilson and we got to be involved in their mental health program with Mrs. Howard. That was amazing. I've been to Hoover Elementary in West Dallas. I've been on the podcast with Ms. Supple's class. So we just get around West Dallas, West Milwaukee.
Which
okay?
I still got to do. I gotta
go do
boys.
That. We even know the superintendent now.
That's my dog.
We act like we're besties. Anyway, you're right. So basically last night, they invited us to come out for their back to school night. This is the back to school week. Last night, your teacher was at Meet the Teacher night.
My wife, yes.
Tonight, my son has Meet the Teacher night. So everyone I feel like is doing Meet the Teacher night this week.
We got Meet the Teacher night tonight.
Oh, you have yours tonight.
Yeah, Aaron's open house was yesterday, so for all her students.
And somebody asked me last night, they're like, who does Aaron work for? I go, MPS. So she's at MPS's Meet the Teacher night tonight, mm-hmm. and we're at the West Dallas, West Milwaukee back to school night at the West Dallas Farmers Market.
Yeah,
we're getting around.
Some schools had their open house last night. Mm-hmm. Some schools got it tonight for MPS. So ours for Sammy's school is tonight.
Yep. Got it. Well, it was so much fun. Even though I spend a lot of time in Dallas, I had never been to the farmer's market. I had heard about it, and I had heard how amazing it was.
The space is cool.
The space is amazing.
Yeah.
And they do stuff all the time there, so they had it shut down for the school district. But the Nathan Hale Band performed. The cheerleaders were there. West Dallas Central's band performed. It was every principal was there in the school district, and every time someone came up to me from a school, I'd be like, why haven't you invited us to your school yet?
Oh, you're the principal from where?
Call me.
Oh, see, we haven't been there.
They're you'd come.
I wonder why.
Of course. Of course we'd come. What the hell?
Y'all just gotta ask.
Invite. Just ask. That's what I told somebody. I said, just ask.
If we can get it on a calendar, we can make it happen. For real. No, that part.
Thank you. So it was fun meeting all the students and new teachers that we didn't know and, you know, free hot dogs and hamburgers. At one point, I just sat down with two hot dogs and a hamburger.
What more could you want? They looked at me at one point and were like, hey, you mind reminding everybody that everything's free? I said, everything?
Everything.
Everything.
Wait, we gotta talk about the hot cop. When the hot cop came over and I was like, shoot, I don't date cops. Who's this hot cop?
Allie turned around too quick and was like, hey. I was like, Allie, hold on. This is actually important. Stop talking.
Hold on. He wasn't even single, but I went, hold on. And I literally turned around and ran up and I was like, hi.
I was like, Allie, we got a lost child. Stop it. Stop. Get out of here.
That's exactly what DZ said. He goes, Allie, this isn't to the time.
Allie, bye.
He said, we're trying to make an announcement about a literal lost child. We're not hitting on the police officer right now. I'm like, shoot.
You received it quickly, though. You were like, okay.
I turned around and acted like I wasn't trying to do anything. And then the cop's like, I love you. And I was like, you do?
You do? I love you too.
Hi. Are we best friends?
Are we in love? Chill out.
I'm sorry. He probably has a wife, so I apologize if he does. But man, it was really funny. But I did go over and talk to the police because they wanted me to meet the whoever runs the DARE program in the West Dallas schools. I said, again, call me. I'll come to your graduations.
Yeah, you made that walk to that cop table by yourself. I was like, I'll stay over here. Have fun. I'll hold it down. I'll keep the tracks moving.
Well, after what happened at Pauly's in West Dallas, I need them on my side.
You need all the help you can get.
And if you missed that story, too bad. You got to listen to the show.
The West Dallas, West Milwaukee School District back to school bash was honestly, it was a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though
what?
I ran over my dang cane leaving the house on the way there. You see how bent that bad boy is?
What, DC?
You got to take a picture of this and we got to post that, bro.
We're going to put this
I'm
up.
I'm going to post it. No, I'm going to post because look.
I'm going to take a picture and post it.
I was in such a hurry. I was literally in a rush to leave out. You know, I had to bring the boys because it was my wife's school's open house. So overlap with childcare meant I'm going to bring the boys to, you know, West Dallas, West Milwaukee.
Oh, I was so glad you brought them, even though it was stressful for you, because I brought my kids too. But
people love to see them, but I was in such a rush. I was like, oh yeah, I got to get the stroller in the back of the car. I thought I had put my cane inside of the vehicle.
You thought your cane was inside your car?
But I had just leaned it up against the door to the car. So when I get the boys in, I hobble myself over to the driver's side. I'm thinking I'm good to go. I drive off. I peel the corner, pick up the stroller, then go, where's my cane?
Hold it up. Hold it up some more.
You want to see the full length? You want to see how bent that bad boy is? This is bad, yo. This is bad.
I'm putting this up on the Kiss FM story right now on Instagram. Oh my gosh, and Facebook. This is hysterical.
Don't forget to tag me.
Dude, I got you. Your bent cane. Oh, stop it, dude. This
now,
is hysterical.
I got a limp, and my cane got a limp. Thankfully, I'm slowly working my way out of using the cane, but I'm not going to lie to you. Today is a day where I would actually love to use a cane. So,
and you know what? See, and I almost bought a cane to match yours, and I didn't because I thought we were leaving the cane world, and now you broke a cane.
Broke a
cane. I can't believe you broke that, dude.
This
That's
thing got
hysterical.
Like a 500-pound weight capacity. I straight up bent it like nothing.
You drove over your cane.
Didn't even know it.
I cannot, dude. All right. Well, I'm sorry your cane's broken. Do you want me to go get you one or DoorDash you one?
No.
Speaking of, some lady came up last night and said, I'm the McDonald's girl who makes your orders when you order DoorDash. I'm like, you are?
We've got a regular.
And how she knew it was us.
We got a McDonald's chef?
Apparently. I was like, hey, girl.
Is my app that connected?
She must know what the destination is.
You trying to order?
Yes.
Say your life.
I sure am. All right. You ready to get into Am I the Jerk? Because, hold on, there is so much going on around here. Am I the Jerk is going to happen. Then another chance to win those tickets to hang out with me on Dear Widows Weekend at Pottawatomie for the Magic Men Australia. We also have the Tacos and Tequila VIP tickets for that festival at 8:40. And tomorrow, I haven't even told anyone this.
What?
You guys, tomorrow you should be here because we have some very special guests coming in. The doctors from Alum have agreed to come back in and answer all of our questions again.
Part two, baby.
So we did it once and it was a blast and we found out so many things. They'll tell you all the secrets. They'll tell you what is real, what isn't, what's doable, what men are doing, what women are doing, what you shouldn't be doing. Like, that's why I love having them in.
We're going to break it down.
We can ask them all the good stuff. Yep. So they'll be in tomorrow. But we got to get into Am I the Jerk? You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Am I the jerk for asking for my donation back?
What?
Excuse me?
Huh?
What the hell?
What the helly?
I'm just going to read this and leave it where it is. Hey, Allie and DZ. You can always send them in, by the way. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. I accidentally donated too much to a cancer walk. I was trying to donate to my coworker, but I did something wrong, and I ended up donating $50 more than I had planned.
Okay.
I understand this is tacky AF to ask for it back, but times are tough, and I could really use that $50.
Yeah.
Am I the jerk for asking for my donation back?
Damn, well, oh, God. Were you supposed to only donate $5 and you donated $50 on accident? What's the word? Dang, son.
I donated $50 more than I had planned.
Oh, so you only wanted to...
I don't know what they had... it says, I was trying to donate to my coworker, but I did something wrong and donated 50 more than I planned.
Okay, so a 50 additional
dollars.
Yeah,
maybe it was 100 total, let's say. Maybe they donated 50 and they actually did 50 twice. That's probably what it was,
yeah.
So now they're like,
what do I do?
I can't ask for my money back for a cancer walk, but I don't know if... I didn't mean to donate $100.
Can't you ask for your money back?
I've never done this. I don't know how this works. I just donate, and if I did it, I'd run away and not say a thing. I'd be horrified and broke. I mean, just cry.
Clearly, you're not that broke. You know, the transaction went through, my guy.
True.
You feel me?
You know what?
You know, if the money ain't there, it ain't going to go.
You're so right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, though, because
am I the jerk for asking for my donation back?
Listen, this one's tough, bro. It's one thing to, you know, let a couple dollars slip.
Yeah.
One, two, five, ten. 50 piece, though? A 50 piece?
You think that's too much?
Listen, that's dinner and gas in my car.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely gas in somebody's car.
You know?
You can't ask for it back. You're a jerk.
That's lunch for me and the boys from McDonald's. And $25 left to put in my tank. That's going to get me at least 3/4 for the rest of the week.
Somebody texted in, what the hell, Auntie? We know. We don't write these. We just get them and read them. David from East Troy texted in, 414-533-1037. He said, I could believe it if they were trying to donate 10 and actually donated 100.
Yeah.
But 50 extra dollars, you had to purposefully hit the 5 button. Well, that's why I thought maybe they did 50 twice.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That was my guess, David. We don't know.
Like, some of these donation pages are structured a little differently to where you could do 10, 20, 30, mm-hmm. 50 or whatever. And say you select it or select the wrong number.
Yeah. Somebody said, leaning towards jerk, it makes me think of the Friends episode where Phoebe and Mike make the donation in place of their wedding, but then ask for it back.
This has happened?
I guess. I didn't watch Friends like that, but apparently it did.
I'm not the roundup guy, right? Like, if you're at the store and they're like, would you like to round up for XYZ Foundation? I normally don't round up, right?
Yeah.
But then you were going to donate. You were already out of the way.
Yeah.
It's not like you got caught lacking last second and were like, you want to round up? And you rounded up $50.
That would suck.
Right? It didn't sound like a roundup situation.
Dang, everybody's saying, work some OT. If you could afford to donate anything, you can afford the 50. Work some overtime, jerk.
Isn't a donation taxable? You know, can't you claim it, you know, as a charitable donation?
You
don't you get a tax code for that kind of stuff?
Absolutely claim those donations. By the way, if anyone wants to donate, go to our page and donate to the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk.
Since we're talking about it.
1037kissfm.com.
No, but seriously, though.
Yeah, seriously. Or the Ovarian Cancer Walk on September 13th. I'll be there as well. Just, you know, sliding those in. Okay, so anyway, donate as much as you want and even do it twice.
But do you ask for the donation back?
What do we call this person, by the way? We used to give these people names. We're slacking on this, guys. Come on. Cheap Charlie.
Cheap Charlie?
Because I don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
I was going to call him.
It could be either one with Charlie.
I'm going to call him Donation Danny.
Donation Danny. No, because he wants it back.
No,
Cheap Charlie.
Cheap Charlie.
Cheap Charlie, baby. Is he the jerk for asking for his donation back? He's claiming he accidentally donated $50 more than he planned to a coworker, and now he needs it back, but he feels like it's too tacky to ask for.
How do you even go about asking for a donation back?
I don't even know.
You don't have to claim fraud, my boy.
That's the reason why they wrote in here, because they didn't know what to do.
Cheap Charlie.
Cheap Charlie.
I don't know. I respect being, you know, man enough to go, hey, I need that 50 back.
Well, and how can we hate on the guy? It's not like he didn't donate.
He did donate. Good call.
Like he said, I don't want to donate. He said, I just don't
donated
have the,
more,
the money.
I donated more than I was intending
what
to.
What if that's not a jerk then? What if he did donate? So now we're mad at the guy for donating?
Have y'all donated?
Exactly.
Because he donated twice.
Yeah, when you call in, I'm going to ask you, did you donate once?
Fair enough.
Everyone's hanging up now.
They said, oh, actually, gotta go.
We'll talk to you guys next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Cheap Charlie wrote in, and he wants to know if he's a jerk for asking for his donation back. He accidentally donated too much to a cancer walk. So he was trying to donate to his coworker, but did something wrong and ended up donating $50 more. And he knows it's tacky, but times are tough.
Numbers are hard sometimes, though. I understand.
All right, let's go to Saucy Sandra. She immediately started yelling when I picked up the phone.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Saucy.
Hey there, hey.
Morning, Sauce.
Is Cheap Charlie the jerk?
100%. You cannot ask for your donation back. Go out, hustle, and make yourself some $50, okay?
Yeah. Get that bread back.
There is no excuse. You cannot ask for it back. That's disgusting.
That's tacky.
You can't ask for it back, but man, he already donated. It was an accident.
It's an honest mistake, but you got to chalk that up as a loss or you're a jerk.
100%. You know how much I've chalked up as a loss? Has lost a lot more than $50.
Yeah, I know that's right.
But that's because I make bad choices.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I mean, I took my kids to the Dollar Tree yesterday, and I said $5 each, and then we left with $50 worth of stuff. Yeah. I mean, don't get me started on how I spend money.
They're not getting anything all the time.
They know we're getting something.
The other day, Hudson said, "Can I get this $30 Spider-Man?" I said, "Get out of my face." He came back with an $8 one. I go, "Okay."
All right.
I mean, I'm such a sucker, dude. I'm such a sucker.
They know how to negotiate. Yeah, he really wanted the $8 one.
This isn't about getting ripped off by your children. This is about getting ripped off on accident.
Well, no, you're not even that. You ripped yourself off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Honest mistake. Let's not
call it a ripoff because it is donated for a good cause, right? But let's say you did want to donate an original $50.
Right.
Making an additional mistake, it doesn't take away your original donation if you were to go, hey, I need one of my donations back. That was a mistake.
No, it doesn't.
I'm so sorry.
However, no, you can't do that. That's disgusting.
Okay. Morally jerk. Regardless.
100%. Whatever he donated to needed it more than he needs it in his pocket. All and right. That's what you got to chalk it up to.
Wow.
I love that you said that because the person next does not agree with you. Saucy.
Bye,
thanks
Sauce.
For
it's on.
Much love.
You, bye.
Much
oh, it's
love,
on.
Bye.
Oh, it's on. Cynthia's in Brookfield. Pull her up because she said she is not going to agree with us and say jerk. Hey, Cynthia.
Oh, we got Cheap Charlie and Cheap Cynthia. No, morning, fam. What up?
Hear her out.
Oh, I'm listening to her.
Cynthia, why do you say not the jerk?
I say not the jerk because as someone who's lived paycheck to paycheck at one point in the past.
Speak on
and, you know, $50, it could be something that you need for groceries, something that you need for gas.
It's detrimental.
It's not like he's taking both donations back. He's just, he or she is trying to take back the donation, the extra donation, because they can't afford it.
Amen. If you haven't cleaned out a change jar and looked for cash around your house, you don't know what it's like to be broke.
If you ain't never gone big comfy couch diving for some coins.
But I would think you wouldn't be giving $50 if you were that broke. I would have donated like 20 if I was that broke.
That part.
Maybe he accidentally hit an extra zero or something.
Oh, and he meant to do five. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
But an extra 50?
Well, yeah. I mean, and maybe they did 50 and hit 50 again by accident.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not, you can't be prideful at this time if you need that money back.
Yeah.
And as someone, if I had something where someone was donating to and they needed it back and, it was an accident, I would have no problem at all giving them back that money that they donated.
She is brave.
I mean, think about it like this. Cynthia is kind of saying you're either going to just chalk it up as an L and now you've got to borrow $50 so you can put gas in your car to get to work. Or you go ask for the 50 mistake that you made so that you don't got to do that.
Totally.
And it's not even, you're still giving.
Yep.
It's not, you're trying to take both of them back. And, times are
very
difficult right now.
Somebody agrees with you. Jeanette from Milwaukee texted into 414-533-1037. She said, not the jerk. Although I wouldn't ask for it back personally, DZ is right. The person already made a donation. It's fair to say I accidentally made the second one. Can I get it back? I would not have the guts to do that, but if you do, you're not a jerk. Jeanette in Milwaukee.
Exactly. Wow. I mean, sometimes you've got to just put yourself.
You gotta put yourself out there.
Mad. She wrote in and said, I live paycheck to paycheck. Go hustle. She's still saying go.
She said bootstrap it and borrow that 50.
Yikes.
Ooh. I love that people are so 10 toes on this.
Yeah. All right, Cynthia, thanks for calling in and keeping it honest, all right, on your opinion.
Seriously.
Bye.
You too. Much love.
Well,
bye.
Somebody has to represent the broke people. I mean, let's be real.
I will.
Come on, man. Because they already did donate.
Yeah.
And to say that times can't be tough, you never know. It doesn't mean that broke people don't do good things and donate when they don't have it. You don't
True.
Know that.
No, you don't know that.
You don't know that. So, all right, let's go to Santino in Sheboygan, a fan favorite.
Ooh.
Yeah, he called 5 days in a row and got his own theme song.
Had to turn the lights down a little bit.
Santino, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for setting that mood, DZ.
Got you, big dog.
Well, we're split down the middle. I didn't see that happening today, but here we are.
Tiebreaker Tino.
Well.
Hey, TNT. So she's a jerk. Let's just be honest. We know that these websites are so secure that they make sure that the amount that you're sending is what you send.
Oh, the two-step authentication.
Mm.
Yeah, so she made a mistake. She probably put $100 instead of hitting instead of just hitting 50, there's no double up. I know somebody says, well, maybe they double up. There is no double up.
Okay.
Those systems don't allow you to double up like that.
Okay.
So she's the jerk for one to ask for it back. My thing is, if you really, really have a problem with it, dispute it with your credit card. If you use your credit card or call your bank for debit. But don't get mad at, don't try to come at the organization because of your mishap. I mean, this is probably a huge organization that probably have bots doing all of the tech stuff, so you probably won't get a real person. So it's like, that's your fault. In my eyes,
it's your fault.
Talk it up. Say, you know what? That's a blessing for next year. I'm not donating next year.
Well, somebody texted in and said, what's cheap Charlie's Cash App? I'll donate 50 to him. Donate it to us.
Send
We're
it to
ones.
Me. I'll send it to Cheap Charlie.
Come on. Yeah.
I was about to give out my Cash App. I'll take it.
All right, Santino.
Bye.
No thanks. Bye.
We love you, dog.
I love y'all.
Yeah.
See you later.
Bye.
Peace, man. Be good.
You guys are funny. Somebody said, what if he meant to donate $5 and he hit $55? That's a pretty big difference, but still the jerk. Gina from Kenosha.
Oh, that would make sense.
That would make more sense.
That's where the extra $50 would come into play. If you're like, I was going to make a $5 donation and I did $5.
Everyone's defending him now. Erica from Milwaukee said, definitely not the jerk if they already donated. Okay.
You double donate. You double dip. I mean, you just got to take that double L.
Oh, now we're making up stories in our mind. Michelle in Greenfield said maybe they needed it for meds. Okay, now we're going dark.
Oh.
Now we're going dark.
Oh, now they're diabetic?
Now we're going dark. Okay, I don't even know what's going on. You guys are so funny.
At the end of the day, though, it's jerk.
Moving on. Okay, time to give away tickets, and then we are going to talk about what is killing us all, and it has to do with summer vacation.
Huh?
We all need too much time to recover, and we're going to talk about it after we give away these tickets.
I barely got a summer vacation. What you talking
exactly.
about?
Exactly. Well, you had a bit of a medical thing going on this summer. If you want to hang out with me at Pottawatomie Casino on Dear Widows Weekend, now is your time to call. It is a weekend with the Magic Men at Pottawatomie Events Center, okay? The winner today is not only going to get two tickets to the show and hang out with me. We're going to have a meet and greet with the fellas.
Hey.
You're going to have dinner for you and your guest at Rue Yi at Pottawatomie before the show. And now you're qualified also to win a one-night stay hotel at Pottawatomie on the night. So,
stacked.
It's going to be a fun night. So I'm going to take caller number, I'll go 25 today. 414-533-1037. You are going to see Magic Men on Dear Widows Weekend, November 22nd, with yours truly and your friends. All right, Kendra is in Kenosha, 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Hey, Kendra.
Good morning.
Hello.
What's happening down in Kenosha today?
K-Town up too.
K-Town. I'm just heading into work. Boo. You know, all that fun stuff. I know.
Sounds so boring. You sound so animated. Right. You must love your job.
What do you do for work?
I do love my job. I work at the Cancer Treatment Center. I'm an infusion patient care
Stop
technician.
No way. Did you just hear Am I the Jerk?
No way.
I did.
So did you think that Cheap Charlie's a jerk for asking for the donation back when he accidentally over-donated?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard.
She doesn't want to say now that she told us where she works.
She said, well, see. Okay. Say less.
Kendra, don't answer. I just want to say, you're going to the show with me. Girl, we're going to have a good time. You and whoever you want to bring coming to hang out with me on Dear Widows Weekend with the Magic Men Australia at Pottawatomie, and we are going to have a good night. You're going to meet the fellas. You and whoever you bring are going to have dinner for two at Rue Yi at the hotel, at Pottawatomie. And then you may win the hotel stay, which we'll find out who wins that at the end of the week.
Sounds good. I'm so excited.
Well, we're excited for you.
So am I. We're going to have a really, really good time. So I will see you on Dear Widows Weekend at the show, girl, at Pottawatomie.
Awesome. I'm so excited.
Me too. All right, Kendra, I'll see you there. Somebody will be in touch.
Sounds good. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Much love. Bye.
What are the odds? She works at a cancer center after that. After Am I the jerk? What are the odds?
And she wins?
That's crazy.
That is wild.
Okay, so they're saying that basically we all need 2 days to recover from something.
From something.
Something we all might have done this summer. We all need 2 days to recover.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about it next.
All right.
Give me like 2 minutes and then I'm going to tell you. And I want to know if it takes you 2 days to recover from this.
Like drinking? Because, yeah.
No, it's not drinking. Damn it. No, it's not drinking.
You'll tell me next.
Hold on. We'll talk to you next. 2 days? You guys need 2 days to recover?
Maybe more.
It's not drinking. So don't even go there. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. They're saying that it takes 2 days for parents and just people in general to recover from vacation. Is it just parents or people in general?
It's primarily just parents.
Mm-hmm.
This is an article that I saw come up. It was on ParentMap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it states that on average, mm-hmm. parents with children need at least 2 days to recover from a family vacation. Even though there's unforgettable memories and there's always something fun, it takes 2.5 days to recover from any trip with kids just because of the negotiation, the packing, the planning, the managing, and then the dealing with. So it's like, basically it's going, you think you're having fun with
mm-hmm.
these kids, but everything that leads up to it is stressful. Being out of your own environment is stressful.
Yes.
And then you have the kids who are usually more part of routines.
Yeah.
Even
out
more
of routine.
And now they're wilding because they're in some new place and they want to explore and they want to touch everything.
Well, and traveling makes you tired if you're on a plane. You don't know if you have layovers nowadays or you're driving, depending on how you're doing it.
Exactly.
2 days. Listen, when the boys were little, probably. I mean, it is stressful now to take Owen and Hudson, but at least they carry their own suitcases.
Mm.
They can pack their own suitcases, and they can, for the most part, I still have to go in and add the toothbrush and the toothpaste.
Make sure they got enough underwear.
Let's be real. You guys, I come through and on the back end and make sure it's all there.
But, you got to verify.
But I can understand why taking you out of your routine would be exhausting. It also would probably depend on what you're doing. Like, are you going to lay on the beach for a week, or are you going? A lot of people go. If you're going to Disney, hell yeah, you need more than 2 days to recover.
There's no relaxed time.
Are you kidding me?
A lot of these vacations end up being more excursions,
mm-hmm.
right? To vacay, it to me is to relax, to enjoy, to kind of do what you want.
Totally.
Now, if you want to have jam-packed schedules 24/7 while you're in Hawaii,
no,
have at it. That ain't me.
No, we spent a whole pool day in Vegas, me and the boys, when I took them this summer. I said, today is a pool day, and we're going to lay by the pool. And that's it. We're going to go out to dinner and we're going to do nothing else. It's going to be great. That's my kind of, you know, but I'm telling you, like, 2 days, I can't imagine going with your kids right now. Please.
Oh, with children?
Danny and Sammy, I'd be exhausted.
Well, and here's the reality that we've faced every single trip we've taken as a family since we've had children. One of them kids is going to get sick.
Mm.
That is just a law of life in our household.
It always happens.
We got a kid with a nasally, drippy, croupy cough now just because they're 2 days back into daycare. These kids get sick stepping out of any environment that isn't regular. So I get it. 2.5 days. Basically, it takes 1 day per kid.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
And
you're
a half
not
day
wrong.
For yourself.
You're right about that. Let's go to the phones. 414-533-1037. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Ashley.
Hey,
morning.
Ashley, what city are you calling from today?
I am calling from Burlington.
Nice. Does it take you 2 days to recover from a vacation? Do you need 2 days?
It took me like 4 days. We just went to Disney.
There, girl.
That'll be 4 days.
How many kids?
Two kids, 13 and 10.
Oh, at least they can walk on their own. You're not pushing strollers and listening to them complain. Yeah.
You're listening to them complain. And now they're hungry all the time, too.
Exactly.
And you're broke because it's Disney.
It's Disney.
You got to pay for food. Yeah.
Now you got to carry your garbage around.
Jeez.
Yep.
So she said it took me 4 days.
And how did you get back to normal? Did you just check out? I mean,
I just had to carry on.
We just fake it till we make it. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yes. They say that during the time, though, when you are recovering, you should focus on rehydrating, making your home environment better, getting some fresh air. I mean, these are all things I can do on, come on, leave me alone. I can hydrate on vacation and get fresh air.
People
that
don't.
That does not help. But vacation burnout is a thing. That's funny. Vacation burnout. How do we, thank you for calling, Ashley, and chiming in. I'm glad you had a great time at Disney, and even though you're broke now.
We're good.
Okay. I know, that's right. Enjoy.
Have a great one. Bye.
Girl.
Gee, I've got friends without kids that will take a day after vacation.
Just to get
reset.
Back.
Yep. Reset, whether that's getting the laundry reset, well, unpacking the suitcase, just not having to worry about jumping right back into work or whatever.
I will intentionally come back on like a Saturday instead of a Sunday or a Friday instead of a Saturday so that we have the weekend to get back and to readjust to life before it all starts back on Monday.
Yeah, no, some people won't get back till late Sunday and be like, I'm not coming in Monday. They'll take that extra vacation day. I respect it. Most people don't. Most people just jump right back in.
Well, the phones are going crazy. We're going to talk to you guys next. It takes 2 days to recover from vacation, especially with kids. What?
2.5 days to be exact.
What?
Don't take my half away.
All right. Our listeners have heard the call. They are calling in about this. I want to start with Eric in Hartford. He's Sarah in Hartford's husband. I say that because she's a regular, but he doesn't have a theme song. Hi, Eric.
What up, dog?
Morning.
He wants to talk about how it takes 2 days or more to recover financially.
Boy, kids are not.
Preach.
You know what? Because you get there, you know, with the intent of spending so much, but I don't know about everybody else, but me and my family, as far as budgeting, we're terrible at it. We always end up spending more than we want, you know, and not only that, but like me personally, like I get over dealing with all the people.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to go back home and just chill, get back to work after, you know.
Where I know. And,
get back to the norm. But it's a little bit of everything. But yeah, physically, yeah, you feel like you need those couple of days just to feel right again.
Just to get normal. Otherwise, you come home still in like vacation mode and you're not, man. You're not. But that financial aspect.
Well, and who are these people that actually plan ahead and save for it first? I'm like Eric on the back end, like, I'll make up for it later.
Yeah, really, you're not a winger. You can't think about it too much. You just go for it.
People will save for years for vacations.
I don't budget in Milwaukee. You think I'm a budget in Hawaii?
Totally true.
Yeah, okay.
Totally true.
No, we don't budget.
Yeah, no. We're going to spend.
Good points, though. Eric, you're right. The financial can kill you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Love you.
And, I get 5 days, I got a theme song, but I'm not going to tell you guys live on air because I don't want anybody to steal my theme song idea.
There you go. Okay, so today's day one, my boy.
Hey, received. Right.
I'll let you tomorrow.
Bye, Eric.
All right, have a good one.
You too, man. Love, peace.
Amanda's in Waukesha. We're talking about how it takes 2 days to recover from your vacation. And honestly, you're right, especially for parents. And they said, you know, a lot of people like to plan for a buffer day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Amanda.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. What up?
Girl, what about you? You just jump back in?
I take like 2 to 3 extra days even when I don't have my kids. What?
She said kids are not.
That's not normal?
Not for everybody.
I had a busy weekend. Like, I got plans Friday night, something Saturday afternoon, and Sunday. Let me take Monday and Tuesday off.
Yes.
I'm tired.
When I have a full weekend, I'm like, no.
I need a weekend from the weekend.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't know how we used to do stuff all weekend long and not and function on Monday. I'm like, now I'm like, how did I do that?
Never-ending energy.
Yeah.
My kids are 10 and 8, and they still have not been on, like, a big vacation because I'm like, nope. I'm not wasting all my energy and everything for something they're not going to remember, and then I'm not going to have a good time, and it's not going to be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wait until they know what's going on.
I can help.
You know how many places I took the boys little, and they don't remember any of them, and I'm so mad now.
Yep.
I'm like, what a waste.
Yep. We'll go
I had a good time, but
I had a good...
We'll go swimming in a hotel. That's enough for them at
so
that,
annoying.
You know, when they're younger. Now
that's
we're getting,
more than enough.
We're getting up there, but
I will say,
no,
as a parent,
I take vacations from my own vacation.
Well, you should. But I also want to say, as a parent, there's nothing wrong with traveling here and there when they're little, because you get them accustomed so they're prepared, versus trying to take a trip when they're 11 and they have no awareness of how to travel or do anything. That'll bite you too.
And that's what she's doing with the little, you know, hotel visit here overnight. Mm-hmm. We know, go an hour or two away.
So they know what it's
so
like.
So they know. Yeah. Because when the time comes, I'm going to need you to act right.
Totally.
Okay.
And they're not going to. Which is why you need a vacation from the vacation.
Ding, 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 ding.
Exactly. I'll take the whole week off if I need
our people.
Okay, Amanda.
Tell me that's not our people.
It is our people. But what do you do for a living? Really?
Me?
Yeah.
I do nothing but work, so I don't ever take PTO. So when I do take PTO, I take PTO.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why she needs her time.
I work for a nonprofit with adults with disabilities.
Oh, then you deserve a vacation because you're doing all the good work.
All the feels.
All the feels. We appreciate
you. All right, Amanda, thanks for calling.
Bye, guys.
Much love. Bye.
Interesting. Do you need a vacation from the vacation? They're saying parents need 2 days to recover from a vacation, and we're learning it's not just parents, it's everybody.
It's people without kids.
Period.
It's people with pets. It's people that don't want kids.
Well, Lori in Cedarburg doesn't have kids. She wants to chime in. She's like, I got something to say.
I got something to say. I hear Lori's voice.
Morning.
Hi. Morning. Lori, talk to us.
So I don't have kids, but I normally go on vacations with my father, who is semi-disabled. So it takes me a day or two to recover because I'm helping move a scooter, help getting him around.
Yeah,
it's work.
Aww.
And then you got to plan around that, you know. Now, most days, you know, there's ADA, right? That don't mean that you're going to be able to get into every place easily.
Mm-hmm.
No. So the best example, Talladega Racetrack down in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
It's ADA accessible, but they only have one elevator. For where we're sitting, it was not an elevator.
Mm.
It was a ramp, and it was this huge ramp.
Well, they have to be ADA accessible. It's the law, first of all. I just want to put that out there for everyone. But the fact that they only have one elevator means they're doing as little as possible to make it accessible.
And then the ramp is hard.
Which really annoys me, but okay.
Because that place is huge.
That's messed up.
They are the nicest people in the world.
People pushed.
I had a gentleman one day, like, here, let me take him. This is before we had a mobile scooter and a wheelchair. He's like, let me take him. Let me push him up. Another day, lady's like, all right, you, me, tag team, let's do this.
You take the left side, I'll take the right. See, that's a community right there.
Exactly.
Yeah. But don't mean you don't need 2 days to recover after all that pushing.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd like to find the engineer who put the one elevator in and make them push. That's what I'd like to find.
Allie's looking for emails right now.
Now I'm mad. I got to go, Lori. I got complaints to make. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Oh, Sherry in Germantown might have heard you say
that. You like that?
Might have heard you say that. You know, I know we were going to talk about grilling. Can we just talk about this for 1 second? Can we talk about social media? Can we talk about social media? Because I'm in the moment and it's making me crazy.
Your blood's boiling.
What
I can tell.
Is going on with Instagram? And when my Instagram, all the time I have issues, tries to shut down. I'll be in the middle of posting. It'll close.
Mm.
It'll start installing. I'll make a whole reel and it'll just disappear.
Dude.
And I was talking to one of my friends and she goes, same thing happens to me. I go, why? So I'm screaming into the phone. Sorry, DZ. I'm screaming into the phone so they hear me.
Yeah, and scream it again. Let me scream into your phone.
Why do you always shut me out?
Instagram.
Why don't you want to love me back?
Why do you hate us?
I loved you.
Now, the number of times.
I gave you everything. I gave you all my pictures. I gave you all my intimate moments, and this is how you repay me?
I've got like 17 reels in my drafts right now because every time I go in to work on them, the app will just close out on me. And I get so fed up with trying to do something. And, you know, have you ever had this happen where you finally get it, you feel like it's perfect, the audio, the edit, whatever, and you post it, and the sound? Ooh.
The sound doesn't work,
or it's matched, it's not matched properly, or it's gone.
I know something else it'll do while I'm on a rant about social media and Instagram.
What up?
Is I will put text on, and the text will disappear when I post it. That's another one.
It's not zoned properly.
You know, we're being too negative. I'm screaming about Instagram. Maybe I should stop.
I'm okay with this. I'm supporting it. I am in it.
Maybe we should go back to grilling. Maybe this was a bad idea.
Go, Hallie, go.
Screw you, Instagram.
Have you seen?
Make my stuff work.
Let me show you my Instagram, because
Allie Faith, by the way, Allie Faith 1 and Soy Me DZ are our usernames. I'm AlleyFaith.
And I am SoyMeDZ.
Like as in Spanish.
Soy
Me.
I am.
DZ.
Yes.
Okay.
Soy Me DZ.
But so anyway, back to our Instagram. I was trying to post the pictures from last night, and I had all 20, because that's all you can put up, right? 20 pictures from our night out last night at the West West Dallas, West Milwaukee, back to school night. I already put them on Facebook. Now they're on Instagram. As soon as I was about to hit post, the app started
glitching,
updating. I was like, you're joking me right now. Like, and I don't have time for this.
Did it save the draft at all?
It didn't save anything.
Of course it didn't.
So now I'm here in here I said I wanted to throw my phone, and I looked at DZ and I said, I'm so proud of how calm I am right now. I didn't even throw my phone. I think it's because I need more coffee.
And I said, no, go with it. Embrace it.
You said, enjoy that you're not throwing things right now. I was like, dude, this is making me crazy.
All the font changes, all the color changes, all of the random things that they're doing to now like bring more AI, if you will.
Is that what it is?
Into the Instagram. They're trying to bring more AI into IG. I'm convinced that that's what it is. And all of these updates are setting the format back.
Something setting them back. I don't understand. If they're connected, Meta now, Facebook and Instagram, like, just what the hell? Shouldn't they work? Like, and this is the other thing. On Facebook, they started letting you put collaborators, but you can only put one. Yet on Instagram, you can put 7,000 if you want.
You collab everybody.
Makes me crazy. Oh, Cassidy wrote in from South Milwaukee. She said, same. Instagram will stop working once I try to pick music and deletes everything I've done. Yes!
Yeah. So then you get fed up and you go, fine, then I'm not going to post. Whatever.
And
fine.
Then I go to Snapchat for 3 weeks. I get annoyed with that. And then I go back to Instagram. This is what I do. This is my method every time. And I'm always on Facebook. You know what I mean?
Rinse and
TikTok,
repeat.
I come and go. TikTok just depends.
TikTok ain't even on my phone anymore.
No, I'm sorry. I had to go off about that. I was just very angry. So I'm glad we're not alone. Thank you, Cassidy, for texting in. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Cassidy. Breathe.
Musa. You know what? Remember when we didn't have social media?
Like, I do.
And I'm not saying I love social media. I don't want it to go.
But go on.
Remember when
the good old days?
The good old days.
Oh, yeah.
I do love it because it keeps us connected. I can see what everybody's up to. I'm super nosy like that. But these are the times I'm like, what am I spending my life doing? I'm screaming at a phone because, what am I doing right now?
Social media to me is supposed to be easy.
And fun.
It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a distraction.
When did it become work?
That part. When did social media become such an attachment that now we just can't fathom the fact that not having it, right?
Right? Right? You're so right. Somebody said, nah, guys, this is just a you problem. Well, then let's trade accounts. If you're not having this problem. George and Mequon.
Okay, George.
He said his only issue is he just can't comment GIFs. Well, then you do have issues.
Oh.
Okay.
My GIFs work just fine, George. Mm-hmm. Looks like Instagram ain't also helping you
but
out.
But I feel like if we say we don't want social media, we're going to sound old, dude. We're not old. I can't say that, DZ.
I'm an old soul.
You're an old soul. You're like, I could live without it.
I'm about 90 in my brain.
414-533-1037. Feel free to go off while we're on a rant. Could you live without it? What did you say? Could you live without it?
I have
little glitches on social that make you crazy, because we all have them. And maybe you're just annoyed by your aunt commenting 9 times on Facebook and not knowing. That's okay too.
You mean mom?
Either one. Or auntie, whatever, whichever one works.
She's somebody TP.
Yeah, either way, we'll talk to you guys next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So funny, right after I said that, now I'm trying to post on Instagram.
For like the 15th time, no, that's the problem.
I'm screaming, yet I am totally continuing to post on it. All right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. I'm talking about how social media, I'm having all these problems with Instagram, and we got on a rant, and now we got to go to the phones. Albert is in Milwaukee, and he has something to say.
Oh, do you now?
Hey, Albert.
How's it going, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. It's not going well. How's it going not well, Albert?
Talk to us, though.
No,
man.
And honestly, I'm on your side with the social media thing. So, okay, yeah. Now I used to, not used to. So I do bodybuilding. I've called in before. We talked about this, like when I'm growing out and stuff. Okay, so whenever it comes to like my last show that I was doing, so I went from 320 pounds to 189 pounds, and I took the stage. I took first, but leading up to that, like when you're depleting yourself and you're getting really tired, your brain is in a fog. So it's called prep brain. Okay. So when I was having prep brain and I'm trying to make reels and keep people updated and posted with my journey and stuff like that, Instagram would glitch out like that. And I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I would spend like 20, 30 minutes fixing it, changing it, splicing it so the video aligns up just right.
20, 30 hours.
And
you mean hours. Yeah.
Right. And then And then you go to post it and it like deletes or it's gone or it glitches out and then nothing that you did like works. And then the frustration, like even more so, cause like you're, when you're in prep brain, your emotions are like
high.
Like I guess the equivalent would be like towards like, I guess when I've been told that like when you're getting ready to have your period and going through your emotions up and down, it's basically the same
like
equivalent.
PMS?
We're moody.
Yeah. Correct.
It's hormones.
There it is.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
And like I threw my phone across the room once. Because of it.
Like, oh my gosh, Albert! See, and DZ told me I throw my phone too much, but I've done. That's why I get an OtterBox, so I can literally throw it.
So you can.
Exactly. You're my spirit animal. 100%. I knew it, Albert. Let's meet later.
Y'all just love throwing $2,000-$3,000 across the room.
Well, I have an OtterBox for a reason. I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly. The OtterBox is there for that reason. You know, plug OtterBox. You know, but yeah.
He said plug OtterBox. My man's got an endorsement.
Right, Albert.
Okay,
Albert, you funny
so
though. You're right.
You feel our pain. For sure, and then it makes you crazy. Yeah. And ruins your day.
You just spent an hour working on a reel, and then you go to preview it, and all of a sudden the image is grainy, the sound doesn't match up, the audio is weird, and the edit for the text is in some random corner that you ain't put it in. I'm done.
Yep.
I'm done.
100%.
Oh, now I'm angry again. See, all right, I was trying to post, now I stopped. See, here we go, Albert.
Look at what you did, Albert.
If this post ever gets up, it'll be a miracle, let me tell you. All right,
well,
Albert.
I'll keep my eye out for it.
Love you. Bye.
You guys take care. Have a great one. Bye.
Later, man.
He's
too.
Totally speaking our life, trying to just to deal with it, and then it makes you crazy.
And he deals with it. He's going, man, I've been there. That prep brain will get you, too. And think about it. We get kind of prep brain because we're posting while we're doing other things.
Yeah.
We're watching our children if we're not at work. Mm-hmm. Or it's never just a dedicated, I'm focused on this.
Never.
Ever.
Never. Let's go to Allison and Racine next real quick and see what she has to say. She is on... not suspension. She's kind of on...
She's on notice.
Notice. She's like on probation right now.
Yeah.
She has said a naughty word twice on the show this week, and I'd have a good talking to her.
Girl.
Allison, I love you, but don't push it. Don't push it.
You're in the naughty box.
You're in the naughty box until you go 2 weeks with not saying a bad word. And you know I have a mouth of a trucker,
we
okay?
are sailors over here, but we keep the naughty words off the mic.
You cannot do that again or you're on for real suspension.
Now you on timeout.
Am
time
I clear?
Out.
I totally understand.
Okay,
I
good.
Apologize. I didn't even know I did it the first time.
We know.
Oh, we know, girl.
We know. Trust me, we know you didn't know.
Can we say it is partly off our fault because we are so comfortable to talk to?
That is true.
We've been making you feel like you're just on the phone and not live on the radio talking to 300,000 people at once.
Yeah, you forget.
Correct.
You're comfortable.
Understandable.
Fair enough.
Okay, I smacked my hand for you guys. So.
Thank you.
You know what? Good.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah. So, Allison.
I will say this. Mm-hmm. I really strongly dislike social media, but it is a necessary evil, especially if you have a business.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my hardest thing, but I also know that I'm proud of myself when I'm able to put my phone away and take a break and not die if I don't go on it for 8 hours.
Well, I'm not going 8 hours. Now you're pushing it.
You know what
you're
I'm
pushing
saying.
It.
It's planned, though. You have to literally set that time apart and go, I'm not going on. I'm not going to touch. I'm not going to look.
Yes.
I will not.
Nope. No thanks.
Well, my alarm clock was already my alarm clock this
I don't
morning.
Like your method. No thanks.
What made me crazy, though, was... Yesterday, I went to go on Facebook, and my Facebook wouldn't load.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, don't worry. We'll check it in a little while. And it was like 2 minutes later, I'm checking Facebook.
Allison's having a panic attack.
Well, you become addicted to checking to make sure you can go on,
and
finally.
And you don't realize until you can't get a hold of it that it's not working. Yeah.
And I messaged my husband, and I'm like, is Facebook down? Why can't I get on Facebook? He's like, mine's fine. I'm like, darn it.
Is it just me?
All day.
I love it. She called people to find out if it was down. She's like, wait, is your Facebook working? Because mine isn't.
We are too involved, y'all.
We need to know.
Is your Instagram active? Mine isn't work. I can't send you a message. Oh, my
Dude.
God.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right, Allison, I want to congratulate you. You made it through the whole time on the air without saying a naughty word. Good job. Love you.
We love you, dog.
Okay, bye.
You too.
Bye.
Love you. All right, we have got to give away these tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival. VIP tickets at that, baby. Listen to this. So when you win these tickets, you are going to get premier front stage, front of stage access, VIP express entry, VIP commemorative lanyard, and access to the VIP lounge, three craft margaritas, and a complimentary street taco flight at Tacos and Tequila Festival at Franklin Field on September 13th. Did I get it all out?
Take a breath, Allie. Dang, that was a mouthful. Who saw? That's a lot to win.
I'm channeling my anger this morning towards other things. Have you noticed?
It's working for you, girl. It's working for you.
Somebody is going to be VIP at the Tacos and Tequila Festival at Franklin Field soon. All right, let's take caller 13.
I like that. Caller 13. I mean, it makes sense.
I'm 13.
It makes sense.
414-533-1037. Good luck. See what happens when you leave the studio. You missed everything, DZ. Our winner, Trevor. Guess what I found out about him?
What'd you find out about Trevor?
Trevor is from Lannan. Him and his wife won VIP tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival.
Congratulations, y'all.
Congratulations. And you rocked out of the room because we were in commercials. And guess what I found out? Of course, the one time you're not in the room.
I went to go get water and something cool happens?
Yep. Guess what?
Wow.
Guess what his birthday is?
What's his birthday?
June 9th.
No, I got a birthday twin.
And I told him, I said, you have DZ's birthday. And he goes, I do. And he goes, I knew he was a Gemini, but I didn't know we had the same birthday. I go, oh, DZ's a June 9th. So hopefully we'll meet him and his wife at Tacos and Tequila Festival. And I said, just come up and say, I'm the guy with the same birthday.
Yeah, I got to meet my birthday buddy.
Yeah, it was really cool. I go, of course, DZ's not in the studio when this happens.
You know I would have flipped.
Of course.
I love when your birthday's on my birthday. I just don't care for my birthday.
Well, congratulations to him. Last chance tomorrow on the show to win those tickets. All right.
VIP.
Okay, so we have been talking about a lot of things today, but one of the things we have not talked about is the fact that tomorrow is Friday.
Yeah.
I'm excited because the doctors from Allume are coming back in tomorrow to answer all our questions again. So send in any questions you have about, you know, cosmetic surgery or anything you want to know, skin removals, whatever. They're coming back in, but then it's going to be Labor Day weekend.
It is Labor Day weekend.
I cannot believe we're going into what?
3 day,
I feel like we just had Memorial Day.
We technically ain't working on Monday. You know, dumb mom.
Not technically. We're not working. You guys don't come. You know what? Actually, I do want you to come to KISS, and let me tell you why.
Because we ain't going to be here.
Well, no, that's not why. I'm saying come because we're kicking off our countdown, our old school. Stop it.
I thought you were telling them to pull up to the studio.
No, not literally.
My bad.
No, we're kicking off our back to old school weekend on KISS on Friday at noon, and that is so much fun. I love the back to old school weekend. All weekend, you can just listen to the best.
It's my favorite weekend that we do. Same. Like when specialty, you know, programming is what we call it. Oh, this is my
old
favorite.
Old school jams all weekend long. So good. So that kicks off at noon tomorrow.
Yep.
And then it's Labor Day weekend. So I would assume a lot of you are going to be grilling. Are we?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
We better be.
So I'm just here to ask, what's your method? I need to know. I need your grilling methods. Are we doing charcoal? Is everyone on the Blackstone now? Because I still have the classic old propane grill. But I feel like everybody's got a Blackstone. I want one, but they're expensive.
You got the propane grill with the grills still.
Correct.
I'm old school.
Isn't that funny that that's old school now?
Well, because...
Remember when those were amazing to have?
Even that is not that old school. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd even consider more old school than that. I got the good old...
Charcoal.
Dude, I like the wood charcoal, though. I don't even like the charcoal.
Let me tell you something. First of all, 414-533-1037 if you want to chime in about grilling and what you're doing. But I love how food on a charcoal grill tastes.
That's just that.
But I do not understand why you guys go through all that. Because it's like we're tailgating and, you know, at AmFam Field when I see these charcoal grills. So much work. You got to let them sit. You come out. They're still going.
You got to let them cool
there's
off.
There's a lot of work with charcoal grills. I understand that the payoff is good.
It's
but
easier, though. It's easier than having to bring a whole propane tank and then try to do it on. Yeah.
You just dump the charcoals.
You dump it. Less
in one
mess.
One of those areas. They have them at AmFam Field where you can dump the charcoal. I forgot.
Ding ding. Exactly.
That's right.
But I will say, as much as I love a charcoal grill, if we're at the beach, bring that charcoal bad boy.
Yeah.
At home though, I'm now switching sides. I'm a hibachi Blackstone flat top grill master man. Yes. Dude, it is a game changer.
The Blackstone is?
Game changer.
I may need to buy one.
If anybody's calling in and saying anything other than a Blackstone, I'm going to have to try to fight you and convince you to the Blackstone side because I am a charcoal guy. Listen to my words. I am a charcoal man. I will choose it time and time again. Mm-hmm. No longer. Dude,
maybe even four, I got a Blackstone. My wife bought me one for my birthday slash Father's Day.
Nice.
When we put it together, I was like, I mean, yeah, it's fun, but this is big old honking thing. Like, it takes up a lot of space.
You thought you didn't want the Blackstone when you got it?
I wanted it, but I was like, am I really going to use it like that? Yes. You could do anything on it.
I feel like you can, that's what I mean. I feel like you can go out and make eggs. And when I watch these people on social media cooking on Blackstones, they're cooking from steak to pasta. I'm like, you're cooking pasta? Baked potatoes? How? They're putting a pot of boiling water
on the Blackstone all at the same time. And this is what I mean by that, G. I could have one little corner going with, you know, the potatoes.
Yep.
I could have another little corner with some seasoned veggies. I could have my salmon in the middle because, you know, I love me some salmon.
Ooh,
and then I got
salmon.
The steak and chicken all cooking at the same time with zero interference, dog.
Let's go to line two and see what they want to say. 414-533-1037. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hey, it's Mike from Waukesha.
Mike! It's been a minute. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks.
He's like, I heard grilling and I had to call.
Oh, yeah. You guys got to check out, they pronounce it Chasson, but if you spell like Chasson, Chasson.
Why? What is it?
They make rocket stoves and they make these hauler grills and they fold down. They're out of Wisconsin,
ooh,
too.
Ooh.
It's pretty sick.
You know we like the Wisco brands.
Now I see it. Chasson Smoke.
Yeah, they're
they build
awesome.
High quality rocket stoves, smokers, grills, and more. This is like when people got the eggs.
A rocket stove
sounds awesome. Hey, are we off the air right now?
No, we're not.
We are live, my boy.
Why? You want to say something offensive? Go. No, I'm kidding.
I got a hookup for your love life, Allie. I talked to my buddy, the tall fella, the working man.
Hold on, Mike. Hold on.
You gotta keep me off the air, then, so I can give you the digits.
Mike, hold on, Mike.
Wait, what?
We told him the wingman and he wingman.
Screw the stove. What happened with your friend?
Screw the stove. Forget what we asked y'all about.
What?
Allie,
listen, Mike, this is gonna be off the air. Mike from Waukesha called in when we were talking to him this week. He said he had a tall, tall friend for me who's recently single.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hook it up. And I did it. I didn't know you were serious, because I'm serious if you're serious.
I knew he was serious.
Oh, I'm serious.
Oh. Okay.
Well, then you seriously need to hold on.
What did he say about me?
Well, I got him listening. I said, you got to check these cats out. I threw DZ in there, too. I ain't going to leave you out.
Appreciate he's important, you, big dog. And he's important to part of this equation, because, you know, he needs to like them.
You know?
I said, she's a nice lady that can't find a real man. I said, they're standing her up for UFC, and they're finding other people. I don't personally know her, but I said, you know, she seems really nice and happy and positive every day. So.
Well,
that part, man.
You might have lied a little there, but it's for the most part, you got it right. You got it right for the most part. Mike, you know what? When it comes to my love life, everyone's here for it. So hold on, and we're going to talk off the air.
Allie said you got the positive part, but the nice lady, Joking.
I'm not going there.
Mike, chill out and hold on for real.
Nice until you screw me over. And then you're a dead man.
My boy wouldn't either.
Hey, your name is now Mike the Matchmaker. Say less.
All right, Mike, hold on.
But for real, hold on. But for real.
Okay. 414, where were we?
Back to the grills.
414. The dumpster fire will be interesting tomorrow if we even get to it.
I know that's
533-1037. We're talking grilling because we're going into Labor Day weekend.
What kind of grill you got? You got the Blackstone, you got the regular,
or,
you know, charcoal.
Maybe you got a new man that's about to come over and grill for you.
Allie,
okay. That's
you.
We'll
talk to you next.
I mean, there's a lot going on over here. I'm sweating in here.
It's a lot going on.
Getting guys' phone numbers. We're talking about grilling. It's about to be Labor Day.
Dog, I got left in the dust. I can't even keep up on it, man.
You can't.
My knee is not healthy enough to keep up with y'all right now. Y'all are running.
We're talking about, though, Labor Day weekend and grilling, and we're talking about, you know, what your method is now, because I'm still old school. I got the old grill that used to be the normal one, but pull up Ryan in Calabama. This guy wants to go off. What's new?
What's new?
I'm sure he has something to say about grilling.
Good morning.
Good morning. I've seen you grill. You've grilled for me. In fact,
I have.
Was fantastic. So, but that was like 3 years ago, dude.
Was it on a Blackstone?
I've switched from a Blackstone.
It was a Blackstone.
You switched?
I have video of him grilling on a Blackstone. So wait. So where'd the Blackstone go? Because I need one.
The Blackstone's sitting there next to it collecting dust.
Well, I'll come buy it from you for nothing at all.
You don't want this one. Nah, you don't want this one.
Fine.
This one's used, abused, and let go.
Maybe whatever.
It's about the old Smokey Joe.
You got a Smokey Joe? You got a smoker?
Wait, what's a Smokey Joe?
I bought a pellet smoker
grill.
Mm-hmm.
And this unit was $900.
I know, okay. They're expensive.
Go on. I love your honesty.
I got it
was
for
it
$200.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Stop.
So worth it.
Really?
Really?
So worth
Wait,
it.
Wait, it's just a little charcoal grill?
No,
pellet.
It's a pellet.
What's
pellet.
The difference? What's a
so
pellet?
You put pellets on the side.
What are the pellets?
And they're
big
wood.
Charcoal?
Wood
it's
pellets.
Like wood. Yeah, it's like they're tiny little wood pellets.
Duh, makes sense.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
And you got different flavored wood chips that you can put in there. So I use.
Stop.
Yep, no. Nope,
hickory,
I use
pine, yeah.
Hickory, chili, mystique, yep. A bunch of different ones. Yep. But right now I've got chili pepper in there. And man, I love lighting that thing up every night.
What time is dinner?
What time?
Because I'll be there.
You got to like tomorrow, the smoke flavor, though. You
tomorrow at 5. 5 p.m. tomorrow, steaks are going on because it's Friday.
Ooh, we're setting appointments,
Ooh-wee.
I see.
Ooh. I mean, you know what I'm loving is I Googled the Smoky Joe grill, and I found a $70 one. Clearly not the one Ryan has because he has the pellet one.
You got the big dog.
But you know what I didn't even realize? Do you guys know you can buy one of those grills that they have in the park that just stand on a pole?
Yep, $150.
This one is at Uline for $380. You can get it for $150?
You can buy whatever grill you
want. I just saw one yesterday
for
$150.
I'm going to put those in my backyard. That's hysterical. I'll be like, I'm gonna put a picnic table and a park grill just to feel like I'm a kid again.
We gotta
man.
Fix the fence first.
So I was gonna say, Allie, you're inviting now right. Animals, strangers, right. Homeless people. Like, oh, look at this free
you're
park.
Right. I've made up a whole life in my mind that I just
fence
don't have.
First, dog second, picnic yeah. Table third,
and then,
grill fourth.
Okay,
in that order.
Because I'll need Ryan to put the grill in
and the fence
and the fence.
And honestly,
probably everything else.
Everything
too.
Else. Yeah, yeah. You know what, Ryan? Thanks for calling. Love you.
Love you.
Later,
Bye.
Man. Peace.
Oh, man. All right. Lisa's in West Dallas. She wants to go on again. She was already on today, wasn't she?
Was she?
She wants back on. I don't blame her. I love people that listen to the whole show. Lisa, love you.
If you're lucky enough to get in.
Girl, hello.
Love you. I'm bored at work, man. This surveillance is boring today.
We are here for it. You're bored at work? Listen to us.
She's a PI, so, you know, Girl. She's got time to kill. She'd be listening.
Well, did you hear what Ryan said? He's going with the Smoky Joe.
Well, I'm with Ryan because if you're grilling on a propane or a Blackstone, you really ain't barbecuing. It's all about the flavor from those pellets or that charcoal.
She said you might as well cook it inside is what Lisa said if you're doing that.
That is the problem that I do have my Blackstone.
Oh.
I love the taste of char. I love that smoky flavor.
And you're saying you just don't get it with a Blackstone.
You could burn the meat as much as you want. It's going to burn. It ain't going to have that smoky taste.
So you might as well just put a grill on your stove and cook is what you're telling me?
No. I still love the Blackstone. I'm just looking for ways to make that smoke flavor pop.
Well, if you don't like the Blackstone, I'll gladly take it off your hands.
I didn't say that now. I just agree with Lisa. You don't get that smoky, that hickory, you know, that mesquite flavor like you do off the OG grill.
Yeah.
Or the Smoky Joe.
That's fine.
And the smoker is multi-purpose. You can put a brisket on there or you could put burgers on there. It's everything. Mine was like an $800 Green Mountain that we have.
Oh, let's read the text, by the way. Somebody said, I'm a charcoal girly. My Latino family has a grill out every weekend, but we hate Blackstone grills. That's a life changer. I'm getting a house soon. And we know, here go the texts all breaking up, and we know we're going to have backyard barbecues like we used to. I'm curious if I should stick with my charcoal grill just because it adds that flavor. Oh, or should I go to the Blackstone? Well, you guys just answered that.
Honestly.
You just answered it.
My response is get both. We've got the little charcoal one that we can pop out if and when we want to. But when we're doing a quick dinner, we just don't want to cook inside, that Blackstone is clutch.
Somebody said, how do you roast corn on a Blackstone?
The same way you roast corn on the grill.
Same way.
But you just let it,
char
up, keep it rolling.
Somebody said, my brother has the smoker and loves it. He makes smoked meatloaf and everything on there.
Smoked meatloaf? Now y'all talking me into the Smoky Joe side. You said smoked meatloaf?
Oh, I'm so hungry.
I make smoked stuffed pears on mine.
Pears?
And you lost me.
Okay, bye.